Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, which is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Almighty God, we thank you and we praise you that you would love us enough that you would send your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for our sins, Lord. That while we were yet sinners, that you would send him who knew no sin to know sin, Lord, so that we could know you again, that we could be friendly with you, that we could be reconciled with you, Almighty God. And we thank you and praise you for that love. We thank you for the cross because without it, Lord, we have nothing. Lord, help us to keep the cross central and foremost in our mind. Help us to never forget what happened on the cross, Lord. Help us to never forget what caused the cross to be necessary. Help us to never forget that we depend on it day by day, Lord. Help us to be radically obsessed with that cross of Christ because without it, Lord, we truly have nothing. And so we thank you and praise you for that. We thank you for your communion, that we're able to celebrate it, that we're able to know you and to come to you and to just remember the things that you've done for us, Lord. We thank you for Jesus and the work that he did on the cross, Lord, because again, without that, nothing is possible and we are still lost. So we praise you, Jesus, and we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you just want to take your cups, fire them in towards the middle, and one of the ushers will grab them.
Exciting, and it is also rich in meaning. Let me share with you four meanings inherent in baptism. First of all, obedience. Baptism is the first step of obedience to Christ. We confess at our conversion, Jesus Christ is Lord, and our Lord says, follow me in baptism. And we respond by saying, yes, Lord, your servant obeys. That's powerful. Secondly, baptism is symbolism. It symbolizes our union with Christ. We are buried with him in baptism. We are raised with him to newness of life. Baptism is symbolism. Thirdly, baptism reflects our calling. No one baptizes themselves. We submit to it. And in this way also, Christ has...